No conference was under more scrutiny than the Big Ten this football season. Before the year even started, the conference was plagued with scandal. Ohio State suspended five of its best players and fired one of the most successful coaches in Big Ten history, Jim Tressel, as a result of a series of events that involved players receiving tattoos and other benefits in exchange for memorabilia. Months later, the winningest coach in all of college football, Joe Paterno, was fired due to his inaction in a child sexual abuse case that brought criminal charges against the man who was once considered his heir apparent at Penn State, former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky. To call the Big Ten's 2011 football season tumultuous would be an understatement. What happened on the gridiron was an afterthought to the events taking place away from the field.
I think we'd be fooling ourselves if we didn't say that all of that stuff has had an impact on kind of the national perception of the league.
That's Big Ten Network host Dave Revson. He covers the conference's football teams daily and has seen the impact of these scandals up close. The transgressions of two of the most prominent programs in the conference, Ohio State and Penn State, brought the Big Ten under a national microscope. College football in general is trying to shed a handful of stigmas, and for the past year, the Big Ten has been front and center in the major controversies. ESPN Big Ten writer Adam Rittenberg.
I think the scandals do some damage because the Big Ten's thought of as a league that doesn't have things like that, especially to its marquee program. So for Penn State and Ohio State to go through very different situations but still negative situations hurts the league in a sense.
The conference was, and in many ways still is, hurting. Saturday was a pivotal step in the healing process. Michigan State and Wisconsin competed in the first ever Big Ten championship game, and as Rittenberg says, for the first time in about a year, the primary focus, if only for the night, was on what happened in between the white lines.
It's kind of like, you know, an early Christmas present for the Big Ten to get a game like this. Faces like Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson, great representatives for your school. Teams that played a great game earlier in the year to divert the attention from Penn State, which has dominated the conversation now for a month. Ohio State has sort of faded away, but their penalties phase is coming up, so that's going to be in the headlines as well. So I think a game like this versus some of the other possibilities was a good thing for the Big Ten.
If simply having the game was Christmas, what transpired on the field was like the 4th of July. There were fireworks from start to finish. The Spartans and Badgers played a thriller for the second time this season, with Wisconsin coming away with a 42-39 win to earn a trip to the Rose Bowl. Even though his team was on the losing end, Michigan State wide receiver B.J. Cunningham says the experience of playing in the game was truly special.
It felt great, you know, to be the Legend Division winners. You know, I felt great, you know, to come in this game, to be a part of this first inaugural Big Ten championship game. Great, you know, it was a great game.
The two schools participating in the championship game have avoided problems and scandal, but the setbacks of their peer programs have ripple effects. Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis.
You know, there's no doubt there's been some large negative stories related to intercollegiate athletics, and those touch us all in a bad way, and you have to step back and look at some of the lives that are changed.
The title game in Indianapolis was a start, but the Big Ten is still in the early stages of trying to put the pieces back together after a year of incidents that tore some of its history and reputation apart. Football games can't erase the damage, but they can help reinforce the positive. Wisconsin head coach Brett Bielema says the on-field product is something for the conference to be proud of.
As for a league, you know, I think we're a very balanced league that from top to bottom, anybody can get anybody on any given Saturday, and it speaks volumes about the type of people we have in our locker room. I know that was a big thing with our guys, just the way they have unwielding faith in each other. They're really a really special group of young men that I know everybody says it, and I have it. I get to live it 365 days a year, and it's very, very special.
Few people in the Big Ten have felt the effects of scandal more than Penn State defensive tackle Devin Still. The conference defensive player of the year spent the final weeks of his senior season consumed in a world of controversy. His coach was fired, his peers were widely criticized for rioting in the wake of the firing, and he and his teammates lost two of their final three games and fell out of contention for the conference championship. The script was anything but ideal for Still. But he credits football with helping him and the rest of the Penn State family move forward.
I think you just got to continue to grow closer as a community, as a school, as a university, a team. Everybody just has to come together. I mean, the solution's going to come one day, just not no time soon. We just all have to be there for each other to help each other through. It most definitely motivates you more. You want to give this school and all your fans as much good publicity as possible because we've been in a negative light for the past couple of weeks now. So you just want to do whatever you can to just bring some type of happiness to the community.
It's a shame controversy dominated the Big Ten headlines because the conference as a whole has plenty to celebrate. 10 of the 12 teams qualified for a bowl, and two will play in the bowl championship series. Wisconsin running back Monte Ball is just one touchdown away from tying Barry Sanders' NCAA single-season record, and the Big Ten welcomed nearly 3.5 million fans to stadiums during the conference season, which is a record. But the 2011 Big Ten season will forever be remembered for the off-field problems. Revson says, nonetheless, its final day was a vivid reminder of what makes it special.
This is a great feel-good weekend. You got Michigan State and Wisconsin, who I think have been the most consistent teams throughout the course of the year, and it's high profile. It's the first time we've had this. I think all of this combines to make this a good weekend, and a weekend the Big Ten probably needed.
Sam Clement, WBAA News.